Welcome to this week's edition of Interviews with Entrepreneurs with me, Monique Chambers, here on Campus FM. Each week, I'll be discussing different issues and different ideas with entrepreneurs from Malta and overseas to help you change or start your own business. Welcome to this week's edition of Interviews with Entrepreneurs, and this week I've got Brenda Greck with me from theclothnappycompany.com. Now, the only thing I know about cloth nappies, because I don't have children myself, is that my mum used them on me when I was tiny. They seem to have gone out of fashion, so what is it with cloth nappies now? Tell us a bit about why we're using them again, or why you're trying to get people to use them again.
Right, so As you mentioned, cloth nappies that we kind of are used to are the ones we hear of from our parents or grandparents, where it's the old-fashioned towel-style nappy with pins on the side. However, these days, modern cloth nappies have come a long way from there. So they're made to reduce your time washing them. These days, obviously, everyone has a modern washing machine, and that's all you need, and it does all the job, no soaking, nothing. And also, the materials have also come a long way in terms of they're natural, soft, and gentle for the baby's skins, and also they're great at eliminating any stains that our parents and grandparents struggled with before, so the nappies remain bright and white and nice and clean.
And I mean, we can't see it on radio, but the one you've got in front of us is really cute. It's got little raccoon faces. So these are the sorts of nappies that you almost don't mind people seeing on your kids as well.
Exactly. So I have a baby daughter myself. She's almost 6 months old, and obviously Maltese summers are very hot, scorching hot, and she's literally spent the first few months of her life living in just a modern cloth nappy. But they're great because they're just as cute as an outfit because of all the designs and colors.
So obviously you're just saying you have a six-month-old daughter, so is that what triggered you to start this business? Is this your first business that you've had?
Yes. Yeah, so I trained as an architect and civil engineer at the University of Malta quite a few years back now, graduated in 2010. So following that, I worked in London and in Lisbon in construction. So I was always the sort of person with an office job, but my husband is much more entrepreneurial than I am, and he's always been involved in businesses, and I think he's rubbed off more on me than I thought. So we started using cloth nappies personally for our daughter, and when we moved back to Malta, we realized it wasn't so easy to get hold of these nappies here. So basically, no nappy stores stocked these products, and also it was difficult to get foreign brands to deliver, or else the charges for shipping were too high to make sense. So I kind of saw this opportunity that is obviously very environmental friendly, but also makes so much sense in other ways. Like, it's healthier for the baby, it's cheaper for the parents, like way cheaper than using disposables, and it's obviously really fun to look at. So I had this little idea. I got a little push from my husband, and suddenly I'm in the middle of this company, which is going really well, but generating a lot of work, and it's a huge learning curve.
So was that a smart thing to do with a six-month-old? I mean, obviously you must have started this a little while ago to have, you know, got it to the stage it's at, because your website's really cute. Really cute as well. So you have the time with a six-month-old?
I didn't think I would, but I have spoken to people with kids before, and they all tell me that when you have kids, you have to make time. And I'm surprised, because the idea was born almost with my baby daughter, you can say. And in obviously the first month was a bit of a write-off. We had to get used to the newborn lifestyle. But soon enough, you'll start getting opportunistic with time. And this is something I really felt like I wanted to do, and I was passionate about. And when you have something like that, you do find the time for it.
So do you end up, you know, because obviously you need to phone suppliers or contact suppliers and chase suppliers. Did you find that bit quite hard work? Because again, you're having to import these items, or are they shipped directly from wherever they're made?
Yeah, so a lot of the cloth nappy brands, they're basically family-run businesses themselves.
Okay.
So they're no stranger to young kids and babies. So it doesn't really matter if I'm on the phone and I have a crying baby in the background, although it does distract me sometimes. But yeah, I speak to them on phone or on email, and a lot of them, all of them, are really nice and welcoming, and they're very excited to have this idea being introduced in Malta, even though it's a relatively small market compared to other markets they're in. But it's the awareness that's required everywhere, so no market is a small one for them. So I communicate with email, phone, and yes, we ship directly from the companies themselves.
Fantastic. So that saves any sort of storage and buying the wrong sizes. Do they come in sizes, or is it sort of small, medium, large? How do nappies get sized?
Right. So that's a good question, because as we know, disposables come in sizes. There's like size 1, 2, 3. So as the baby grows, you have to keep increasing and buying different sizes. Whereas with cloth nappies, brands manufacture what's called a one-size nappy, or as a birth-to-potty nappy, mm-hmm. which obviously fits the baby from when they're born to when they're potty trained.
Okay.
And it's done by means of adjustable poppers or straps, and it kind of helps the nappy adjust itself and grow as your baby grows. So you basically don't need to keep changing the nappies. You invest in a set of nappies when the baby's born, and that's it. However, there are newborn nappies, in case like your baby's premature or tiny. I actually used newborn ones for our baby, just because I thought it would be more snug on her, mm-hmm. But she did grow out of them quite quickly.
But these obviously have the beauty as well, because I mean, I don't have the memory, but I can picture the image of, you know, when the nappy's full, when it was a cloth nappy, you know, those terry toweling type ones, they would just look uncomfortable for the kid. You know, they'd be full and they'd be sagging away, and the, you know, the safety pin is pulling apart.
Yes.
Obviously doesn't happen in these. They're designed in such a way, you know, when they're full up, they don't sag, I'm guessing.
Every nappy will get heavier, mm-hmm. when it's wet. That's whether it's cloth or disposable. It's obviously the way the material absorbs liquid and gets heavier. But the way they're designed so, like, there's a mixture of materials. For example, microfiber absorbs liquid quickly. Cotton has the ability to contain a lot of liquid.
Okay.
So most of the times you'll find a mixture of materials that make up the absorbency layers of the nappy, and that gives kind of the best of both worlds in terms of absorption and containment.
Okay.
They will get heavy, but that's a good sign to the parents, because you want to know whether your child is well hydrated, uh-huh. or not. So it's always good to be able to feel whether your child is peeing enough or not.
And so literally once they have, you know, as soon as you're near a washing machine, you just literally whip it off and throw it in the machine like that. You don't have to do anything.
So yes, the same as when you change a disposable and you have the soiled nappy and, mm-hmm. you throw it in the bin. When you have a soiled cloth nappy, you just put it in a bucket or, mm-hmm. in a bag. It doesn't have to be anything fancy. And then when you've got 10, 12 nappies...
Oh, that many? Okay.
Yes, yeah, you can just put the whole thing, mm-hmm. in the washing machine, and like a rinse and, mm-hmm. a normal cycle, and you're good to go again. So it's really, instead of throwing it into the bin, you're, mm-hmm. throwing it into a bucket. And instead of taking the bin out into the street, you take the bucket to the washing machine. So no extra work involved.
And so it's a normal cycle. You said there's no special powders or anything like that required?
No, you only have to use a powder detergent, mm-hmm. but it could be the one you already use.
Okay.
The powder detergent is better, because the gel reduces a bit the absorbency of the layers.
Uh-huh.
So powder is advised.
Okay.
But no special
So no special temperatures or anything like that, it's normal?
In terms of temperature, you can wash at 40 or 60 degrees.
Okay.
Personally, I like to wash them at 60 just to make sure any bacteria is completely gone. But a lot of people choose 40 degrees as well. And that's a little bit more economical in terms of power usage, obviously.
So what about, you were saying you sort of save up 10 nappies. I know nothing. How many nappies does a child go through in a day then? It's sort of, that's a stupid question, isn't it?
No, think that's a good question.
So how many would you need to buy for your child? Because again, when you dry them on a hot sunny day might be one thing, but in the winter when it's humid, can you tumble dry these nappies, or do you just leave them to dry normally?
So babies, especially newborns, they go through lots and lots of nappies. It's estimated 10 to 12 nappies a day.
Wow.
That number reduces as the baby grows older to, so it averages to around 8 nappy changes a day until they're potty trained.
Right.
So I'd like to advise people who are interested that if they have a stash of nappies of around 20, that should be enough. So they could do a wash every 3 or 4 days, depending on how much the baby dirties, how often the baby dirties the nappy. So around 20 nappies is sufficient. Obviously, if you have less, you can still do it. You just might have to wash every other day or so. If you have more, you can afford to go a bit longer before running out. And then in terms of drying times, this is a good one, because it's a concern for people. But I think, for example, when compared to the UK, where I spent quite a few years, a lot of parents are really using these nappies, and the weather there is obviously mostly grey and rainy, whereas in Malta we have lots of sunshine days. So in summer you literally hang these nappies and an hour, 2 hours later you're ready to use again.
Okay.
In winter, they'll just take a few more hours, but in Malta you don't really get days where you don't see the sun at all, so I don't think that should be a major concern in Malta. And also the UV from the sun is great, because it helps to act as a stain remover.
Ah, okay.
And helps the nappies stay bright and no stains. Uh-huh. In fact, this nappy here, I know our viewers can't see it, but it's still nice and bright after 6 months of use.
Okay. So you literally bought yours for when your baby was born, and you're keeping the same set up until
yes,
you think
and
it'll work.
The good thing as well is, obviously, if you use them with one baby, including washing costs and everything, you make a saving of about €500 when compared to using disposables.
In a six-month period, or
until the baby's potty trained?
Yeah, okay.
But then when the baby's potty trained, you're left with a nice set of nappies. And, I definitely, if I have another kid, will reuse those nappies again on the second baby. And then obviously there's no upfront cost of buying the nappies, so the saving is going to
save
be
even more,
a lot more.
I think that's when you deserve a prize yourself.
It will actually be over €1,500 when you have two kids, and you use nappies, cloth nappies,
this is
for both of them,
in comparison to buying disposable nappies.
Yes, exactly.
Excellent. If you've just joined us, you're listening to me, Monique Chambers, talking to Brenda Greg. She has set up the clothnappycompany.com, which is quite a mouthful, but quite an interesting subject for a non-mum. So I'm quite fascinated by this, especially you were saying you're a trained architect.
Yes.
And so did any of those skills come to mind when it came to building this business? Because like I said, you've been doing it a few months. It's taken off really well here in Malta. Is there anything that you knew about business or working women or something that has given you a step up to setting up this company?
I definitely say I did architecture, but I also continued on to project management. And that's kind of time management. Those kinds of skills come quite naturally to me, luckily, and they've definitely helped me when trying to juggle the baby, home life, and a new business. In terms of other business terms, and I'm learning as I go along, as I mentioned my husband has been helpful in terms of helping me out when I get stuck with something, but mostly it's very easy to figure it out on your own. I don't think anything is rocket science. It's just it was unknown previously, and it gets known very quickly, and it gets very, very easy kind of to follow on from there.
Is this what you would call drop shipping? Is that kind of, it falls into that bracket of people just place orders with you and the products are delivered from somewhere else? I've noticed on your website, actually, you seem to add another layer. So you have this sort of consultancy aspect where you help people choosing cloth nappies and that sort of thing.
So the way we work is we stock products from cloth nappy companies worldwide. And then customers from Malta can go onto our website and choose, and we do a personal delivery, which has no minimum charge. So you can buy just one nappy, and there's no charge involved in delivery.
Okay.
And the reason for that is because I want to get out there and speak to the people who are starting to try these modern cloth nappies. And as you say, we also offer kind of monthly talks, and we're attending events monthly around Malta, because I think what's most important at the moment is that people get to know that modern cloth nappies exist, and it's not so scary or as difficult
or messy.
There's none of that. It's all positive. And we actually, when we started to use them for our baby, we thought we'll just give it a go, see how it goes, and then a few weeks in, we just couldn't figure out why not everyone was using these nappies, because they're just great all the way around, like cheaper, eco-friendly, better for a baby. And I think the only reason why people are not using them is because they don't know this new modern product exists. In the same way, like, I didn't know before I came across a couple of my friends in the UK using them.
Okay.
So I would never have known about it. So I just want to create this awareness with fellow mums and dads and parents-to-be in Malta. And obviously I know this is going to divert a lot of kilograms of waste from going into landfills as well.
Which has got to be a good thing for everyone's kids, no?
Exactly.
So how much does you said you can buy one nappy. So how much does one nappy cost?
So the nappies vary. The one-sized nappies vary between 15 and 25 euros.
Okay.
That's down to brands, down to the style of the nappy and the materials used in it. I don't think I wouldn't suggest people to just go for just one brand, for example. I think it's good to sample a few different styles, because every baby is different, even one child to the other. So you need to see what suits your baby best. But also, there's so much information online about these cloth nappies, and sometimes it sounds too technical and a bit overwhelming. So what I suggest is just get one, two, three nappies. Is not gonna cost you a lot, and it will just make you comfortable with the idea. And once you're comfortable with that idea, you can move on and build a bigger set.
Okay.
And you don't even have to do it full time. You can just have three nappies, and you can do the rest with disposables until maybe you get more comfortable with them.
And these are good for, obviously, when children start wriggling and running and doing all the things. They're perfectly fine. They're not going to fall off or anything, because I'm seeing there's a little Velcro patch.
Yes, there's two types. There's nappies which close with Velcro and nappies which close with poppers.
Okay.
Some parents think they prefer Velcro because on a wriggling baby it's easier to just put it on. Some others prefer the poppers because it's a bit harder and trickier for the babies to get off.
Be playing with that.
But yeah, whichever way, there's something to suit everyone's needs.
So how many brands do you carry, and how did you go about choosing them? How did you differentiate the offering?
So at the moment we have four brands. We have Charlie Banana, Bambino Mio, Bambuti, and Wanderoos. We're always working to get new relationships going with other brands. The way I went about it is I saw which nappies were the best for babies in terms of other mums' opinions, my opinion from my personal use, and also I chose different styles. I think when you start looking into cloth nappies, you come across terms like pocket nappy or all-in-one. It's, as I said, it's not rocket science, but there are slightly different varieties. So I just make sure our brands covered those options, because I wanted to offer every option to the parents out there.
Okay. And so you have four brands. Are you only going to be selling in Malta? Because you've got a .com address. I'm just wondering, are you looking to ship outside of Malta as well, once you've sort of coined the market, learned your lessons, you know what mums want, you've sort of got more and more experience? Going to go further afield?
I think it's early days for me to say that. I'm only a few months into the business, and my main focus is definitely the Maltese market. And I think there's a lot of work for me to do here. But I never say never. Obviously, there's bigger competition if you do this sort of business elsewhere in Europe. But yeah, that actually might be a good idea.
Take over the world. One nappy at a time.
Exactly.
So how are you doing your marketing? As you said, you're speaking at events. Obviously, there's things like this as well. But how else are you getting around? How are people knowing about the cloth nappy company?
So we're doing monthly talks, attending events such as the Eco Market and the Baby Fair, which is happening later on this month. We're always trying to find suitable events that kind of parents and families attend. And then apart from that, obviously there's Facebook, Instagram, and also we have a blog post on our page.
Okay.
And we want to write about a lot of things in this blog, not only just cloth nappy. So don't worry if you're not yet a cloth nappy convert. apart from that, yes, it's mostly, I think, in Malta, a lot of things are done by word of mouth. So this is why we want to offer a great personal service. The other way that we found is really working is that I was surprised, but a lot of people came to us to buy nappies as gifts.
I was thinking that'd be a great idea, actually.
Yes.
And so cute.
In fact, after I saw this trend, I actually put a gift bundles section on the website, because, you know, when you have a baby, you get given lots of clothes, which is great, but in the space of a few months, the baby outgrows everything. Whereas with cloth nappies, it will last the baby for 2 years and more until they're potty trained. And they're a fashion item as well, because there's so many designs and colors. And as we've mentioned, they're sustainable, so you're giving a present with a thought, kind of thing. Yeah, so we are encouraging people to maybe go a bit further afield and give a novel, sustainable, original present next
time. Especially baby showers and things like that as well.
So. Exactly, yeah. And it's the best way you can welcome a baby into the world, by trying to make their world greener.
Oh. Sorry, I'm thinking about soft bottoms.
As well, yeah. Yeah, there's lots of advantages. So a lot of parents don't even do it for the eco benefit. They do it because it's cheaper. But whatever is your reason.
Yeah, whether it's cheaper, cuter, exactly, more comfortable, eco-friendly, there's a box to tick for anybody, really. You know?
Exactly.
So what other lessons have you learned starting a business? Because it sounded like there you're talking to mums, they're giving you their feedback, so you're already taking back your customers' feedback on things and reacting to that. And also the thing about gifting, so you're very reactive. That's one of the beauties of an online business, that you can very quickly change something.
Yes.
Is there any advice you would give to somebody who wanted to start an online business? Is there something you just think, you've got to get this bit right, you've just got to, you know, that bit's not changeable, is there something there that you would pass on to a friend of yours starting up an online business?
Yeah, I think the main lesson I learned is that you just have to go for it. When you just have an idea and you think about implementing it in reality, you have a lot of doubts and you're scared because you've never done it, maybe. But if you never do something, you're never going to know. So I think the best thing to do is just get out there, do it. And yes, if you get feedback, you just improve your product or your offering and just go from there. But I think the first thing to do is just start, because if you don't do that, then nothing else will follow.
And in your position, being, you know, a brand new mum, and you recently moved back to Malta as well, it's a way, I guess, as well, of giving you something else to think about. You know, you're not just thinking about baby bottles. It gives you
absolutely
a step back into work.
Yes, it's given me, obviously, being a mum is great, and this business is also perfect because it allows me to still be with the baby, and maybe while she sleeps, if she's great, I can get some work done.
I know it's a great opportunity for when they're that young, finding, you know, you might not want to go back to full-time work, but you may not want to sit down when they're asleep if they're sleepy baby.
Yeah, what I was going to say is it's given me that kind of burst of adrenaline every morning when you wake up. Mm-hmm. You have your mind brimming of full ideas, and at the moment my struggle is prioritizing all those ideas and getting them done one by one.
I think they say that something about eating a frog, you know, just you can't eat it whole. So, but it's been really, really nice talking to you. Very educational for me.
Thank you,
Brenda Greck from the clothnappycompany.com. Thank you for listening to this week's Interviews with Entrepreneurs with me, Monique Chambers, here on Campus FM. I'd also like to thank Carmela Greck and Redent Abdillah for the production of this show. The show is aired every Wednesday at 8:30 p.m. and repeated every Friday at 7:30 p.m.